Chapter 4. Then Jesus was led up to the wilderness by the Spirit, to be tempted by the devil. And having fasted 40 days, and 40 nights, afterwards he did hunger. And the tempter having come to him said, If son thou art of God, speak that these stones may become loaves. But he answering said, It hath been written, Not upon bread alone doth man live, but upon every word coming forth from the mouth of God. Then doth the devil take him to the holy city, and doth set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and saith to him, If son thou art of God, cast thyself down, for it hath been written, that his messengers he shall charge concerning thee, and on hands they shall bear thee up, that thou mayest not dash on a stone thy foot. Jesus said to him again, It hath been written, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again doth the devil take him to a very high mount, and doth show to him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them. And saith to him, All these to thee I will give, if falling down thou mayest bow to me. Then saith Jesus to him, Go, adversary, for it hath been written, The Lord thy God thou shalt bow to, and him only thou shalt serve. Then doth the devil leave him, and lo, messengers came, and were ministering to him. And Jesus having heard that John was delivered up, did withdraw to Galilee. And having left Nazareth, having come, he dwelt at Capernaum that is by the sea, in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali. That it might be fulfilled that was spoken through Isaiah the prophet, saying, Land of Zebulun, and land of Naphtali, way of the sea, beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people that is sitting in darkness saw a great light, and to those sitting in a region, and shadow of death, light arose to them. From that time began Jesus to proclaim, and to say, Reform ye, for come nigh hath the reign of the heavens. And Jesus, walking by the sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon named Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a drag into the sea, for they were fishers. And he saith to them, Come ye after me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they, immediately, having left the nets, did follow him. And having advanced thence, he saw other two brothers, James of Zebedee, and John his brother, in the boat with Zebedee their father, refitting their nets, and he called them. And they, immediately, having left the boat, and their father, did follow him. And Jesus was going about all Galilee teaching in their synagogues, and proclaiming the good news of the reign, and healing every disease, and every malady among the people. And his fame went forth to all Syria, and they brought to him all having ailments, pressed with manifold sicknesses, and pains, and demoniacs, and lunatics, and paralytics, and he healed them. And there followed him many multitudes from Galilee, and Decapolis, and Jerusalem, and Judea, and beyond the Jordan.